Now we are ready to start. What awful weather we are having. It's so wet and cold outside.
Come in, Nick. Let me take your umbrella. I'll put it here to dry, okay?
Thank you, Lisa.
Oh dear, you are wet through in spite of your umbrella. You should wear proper clothes. It's not summertime anymore.
Oh yes, it's October, and the worst October I can ever remember.
No, it's not. Do you remember our wedding day in October, 6 years ago? It was freezing.
Was it? I felt so nervous that I didn't feel cold at all.
I didn't feel cold either, but all our friends and relatives, your sister especially, complained afterwards that we'd chosen the coldest day for our wedding.
Anyway, it was a happy day for us. This is what matters.
Right. How was your day?
Oh, it was fine.
I noticed you didn't feel well in the morning.
Nothing serious, don't worry. I just had a sore throat, but after a cup of lemon and honey tea, it felt okay.
Good.
It was a busy day in the office. There was no time for feeling sick. We brainstormed for the new project. It's going to be a super economical car engine.
Sounds like a good idea. But there have been so many innovations in car engines. I wonder what else can be invented there.
Engineering science never stops. The most amazing thing is that it was a taxi driver who gave me the idea of how the car engine could be improved. He is from India, you know. And it occurred to him...
You'll tell me about it after dinner, okay? We are having a very special exotic salad today, and fried fish. I cooked it according to an old Chinese recipe.
Wow, it sounds unusual. Are we celebrating anything?
Yes, I have a surprise for you. I've booked a holiday to China. It's going to be a fantastic trip. And we'll be able to visit the most remote and authentic places. Very few tourists are admitted there.
It's a bit unexpected, but right, yes, I love travelling more than anything.
Me too.
It's a pity we don't know a single word of Chinese.
Don't worry, there'll be a Chinese guide. But the people from the travel agency say that he also speaks French very well. So it'll be no problem for either of us to communicate with him. I speak French well, and you, even better than me.
Well, right. When is the tour, and how long is it going to be? You know, I have to arrange everything at work to take some time off.
Oh, sure, I do understand. It'll be during your Christmas holiday, so you'll not have to arrange anything.
Which means I'm not going to go skiing this year.
You'll survive 1 year without skiing. We can go boating this weekend, by the way. You've always wanted to try that, haven't you? The weather forecast says this Saturday and Sunday will be unusually warm and nice.
OK, and where will we find a boat?
My old university friend has invited us to her country house for a couple of days. There's everything there. A lake, several boats, fishing rods, and other equipment. We only need to buy the appropriate clothes and some food, I think.
Right.
Shall I tell her that we're coming?
Of course, it's an opportunity we should not miss. You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again. What awful weather we are having. It's so wet and cold outside.
Come in, Nick. Let me take your umbrella. I'll put it here to dry, okay?
Thank you, Lisa.
Oh dear, you are wet through in spite of your umbrella. You should wear proper clothes. It's not summertime anymore.
Oh, yes. It's October, and the worst October I can ever remember.
No, it's not. Do you remember our wedding day in October, 6 years ago? It was freezing.
Was it? I felt so nervous that I didn't feel cold at all.
I didn't feel cold either, but all our friends and relatives, your sister especially, complained afterwards that we'd chosen the coldest day for our wedding.
Anyway, it was a happy day for us. This is what matters.
Right. How was your day?
Oh, it was fine.
I noticed you didn't feel well in the morning.
Nothing serious, don't worry. I just had a sore throat, but after a cup of lemon and honey tea, it felt okay.
Good.
It was a busy day in the office. There was no time for feeling sick. We brainstormed for the new project. It's going to be a super economical car engine.
Sounds like a good idea. But there have been so many innovations in car engines. I wonder what else can be invented there.
Engineering science never stops. The most amazing thing is that it was a taxi driver who gave me the idea of how the car engine could be improved. He is from India, you know, and it occurred to him...
You'll tell me about it after dinner, okay? We are having a very special exotic salad today, and fried fish. I cooked it according to an old Chinese recipe.
Wow, it sounds unusual. Are we celebrating anything?
Yes, I have a surprise for you. I've booked a holiday to China. It's going to be a fantastic trip, and we'll be able to visit the most remote and authentic places. Very few tourists are admitted there.
It's a bit unexpected, but right, yes, I love travelling more than anything.
Me too.
It's a pity we don't know a single word of Chinese.
Don't worry, there'll be a Chinese guide. But the people from the travel agency say that he also speaks French very well. So it'll be no problem for either of us to communicate with him. I speak French well. And you, even better than me.
Well, right. When is the tour and how long is it going to be? You know, I have to arrange everything at work to take some time off.
Oh, sure, I do understand. It'll be during your Christmas holiday, so you'll not have to arrange anything.
Which means I'm not going to go skiing this year.
You'll survive 1 year without skiing. We can go boating this weekend, by the way. You've always wanted to try that, haven't you? The weather forecast says this Saturday and Sunday will be unusually warm and nice.
OK, and where will we find a boat?
My old university friend has invited us to her country house for a couple of days. There's everything there. A lake, several boats, fishing rods and other equipment. We only need to buy the appropriate clothes and some food, I think.
Right.
Shall I tell her that we're coming?
Of course, it's an opportunity we should not miss. This is the end of the task. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers.